Hello and welcome to the third part of my planning podcast. So, now you've done your independent variables, your control variables, your diagram, your plan step by step and all your control methods, please then think about getting the fifth and sixth marks in planning. This means we need to look at minimizing errors and how we can modify our experiment, if appropriate. Firstly, modifying your experiment. Now, when you try out your experiment, it may work wonderfully well. Great. Say it worked really well, I didn't need to modify it. Most often, when you try out your experiment, you'll just try out, say, the top reading and bottom reading, the highest temperature, the lowest temperature, that sort of thing. You might find that one or two things need changing. No problem with that. Write on your plan what you changed. You can put it in the margin, in pencil, in red pen, just so it's obvious to the teacher what's been modified. Okay, minimizing errors is showing that you've considered in your planning how you can minimize the errors in the experiment. So, for instance, you could say that we minimized errors by reading a measuring cylinder at eye level. You could say you minimize errors by repeating the experiment three times to eliminate anomalies. You could say that we made sure the experiments all started at the same temperature to minimize errors. You could say that we had more than one person judge when the marble chips had stopped fizzing to eliminate errors. All the things you've done to try and make it as accurate an experiment as possible and get rid of any errors, list them at the end of your planning, do a bullet point list. They don't have to be wonderfully detailed, but we need to show that you've considered that.